Well, after a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas expired earlier this month, Hamas restarted its rocket attacks from Gaza. And since Saturday, Israelis have been retaliating, leaving at least 360 people dead. Buildings in rubble, hospitals chaotic. Mahazima grew up in Ottawa, but has a grandmother, aunts, uncles, and cousins living in Gaza. She joins me this morning on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell me about what conversations you've managed to have with your family in Gaza?
I think predominantly the conversations have been an attempt from our side to calm whatever hysteria and anger, frustration, despair the family is going through. We spoke with my grandmother, who was an absolute mess. The windows have been blown out of our houses. It's pure terror and incomprehension, in fact, over there.
Yeah. You must be awfully worried.
I mean, worried is an understatement. There's not much that one can do from over here. I think we've hit a frustration that we haven't hit in quite a while. The actions of the State of Israel, you describe them as being reactionary, when in fact, that's not exactly the word that we should be using at this point. Reactionary can't be used when you look at the awesome gap of power between Israel, which is the world's fifth largest military power, and rockets being launched from on-ground individuals. So frustration and an attempt to remedy the misinformation that's out there is all that we can do at this point.
Did you hear the UN Secretary General, I believe it was yesterday, calling for a new ceasefire? Is that helpful? I mean, you know, when you watch...
No.
Sort of calls like that. I just wonder how helpful they are.
I definitely don't think so. I mean, the existing or the ceasefire which just passed, during that time, settlements grew in the West Bank, checkpoints grew in the West Bank. There was an absolutely brutal blockade inflicted on the Gazans for 2 years. To which the international community didn't look. Part of the ceasefire agreement with Israel was to ensure that that blockade would be eased. But that blockade has left Gazans on the edge of starvation for 2 years, and nobody has blinked an eyelash with respect to what's happening over there. So a ceasefire is one thing. For Israel to say that they're interested in speaking with Palestinians who are looking for peace is it's basic nonsense when they are starving the population of Gaza. This entire situation over the past 4 days and over the past 2 years with the blockade that's been called inhumane by Amnesty, Oxfam, the EU, UNRWA, is just an attempt for Israel to push a regime change on Gaza. They want to push Hamas out. This is not about rockets. Mm-hmm. And if it is about rockets, then the question we have to ask is, why hasn't Israel targeted rockets over the past few days? Why haven't they targeted the areas from which the rockets are coming?
Well, they claim that they're targeting military installations and military targets.
But they're not, because the rockets continue to go. And what they've targeted is a mosque, it's schools, it's a university. They've targeted a police academy graduation, a bunch of kids that were just graduating, a bunch of kids that were graduating from a police academy. Now, in the government in Canada, when you work for the federal government, are you by default a conservative? Absolutely not. Same goes for any government organization inside of Gaza. The government is Hamas.
So who do you look to here? Because, I've heard the observation by a number of analysts of the region that with a new administration coming into the U.S., that some of this is about sort of, sort of a last gasp for this kind of conflict, with an anticipation that things are going to change with the new administration. What's your sense of that?
The bottom line is, Kathleen, Israel cannot and they would never be able to act against the will of its economic allies in Europe, and they most definitely would not be able to act against the will of their number one military ally, which is the United States of America. Their hand can be forced by the international community. Unfortunately, there is an unbelievable apathy all over the world.
But does that apathy exist in this new administration, in your view, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
But that can change. that can change.
And what about the tanks amassing on the border? How concerned is your family about that?
Extremely. Extremely concerned, because Gaza is one of the most densely populated cities in the world. And for a ground invasion to occur, it would be, I mean, it's one thing to have superior air power, but when you have thousands of tanks rolling in and demolishing everything in their sight, at this point, people feel like there is no escape, so they're backed into a corner. Mm-hmm. And pardon me, the worst part of this entire situation is that Hamas will recruit a whole new generation of individuals who are willing to put their lives on the line for this.
This helps the recruitment efforts, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Of course it does. And this is the past 4 days are probably the worst thing Israel can do if they really want to keep Israeli safe. This has put the life of every Israeli in even greater danger.
But this is to say you're no fan of Hamas either.
I absolutely not. I'm a fan of peace and justice, and there is no peace where there's no justice. Give Palestinians a sovereign state and let them have human rights. They are not expendable, nor are they inclined to violence. I'm a Palestinian myself. We're not genetically inclined to violence. This is a problem that we face here. People think that Palestinians enjoy doing this. No. Give them a sovereign state, give them human rights, and they will leave you alone. Naturally, this doesn't mean that there won't be crazies. There'll be crazies on both sides of the equation. You're going to have crazy settlers who want to keep stealing and creating illegal settlements, and there'll be crazy Palestinians who want to, you know, quote-unquote, demolish the state of Israel. Those are the ones that need to be quelled. But for the most part, Palestinians just want peace. Just like I would think most Israelis, people just want to be left alone to live their lives.
Most people, period.
Absolutely.
Want peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maha, it was good to talk to you again. Thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope your family stays safe.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
You bet.
Have a good day. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you. That's Maha Zimo. She lives in Ottawa. She has family living in Gaza.